And as promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Kansas. He is a six-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. He has led Kansas to a national championship. He leads them to the Final Four now for the third time. He is a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Kansas, 31-7 on the season, and they play Villanova on Saturday night. Kansas head coach Bill Self is my guest. Bill, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great, Jim. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Bill. Doing great. Nice to visit with you. You've certainly been a part of some epic games as a coach. Watching from home, Bill, Sunday certainly felt like an all-timer. So where does that win in overtime over a very good Duke team to reach the Final Four rank for you?
I think it has to be two. We had the win, you know, in overtime against Memphis in 08, and that'll be one, and that'll be tough to replace that one as one. But this one was as big and as pressure filled and certainly as important as any other win that we've ever had here. So I was ecstatic. I know our players were, everybody involved with our program, but to win on that stage at that moment against that team and that program was pretty special.
Kansas head coach Bill Self, my guest. Hey, let me ask you about a sequence, Bill, in overtime. There was 2:40 left, and the score was tied at 76. Duke's Trayvon Duval goes around a ball screen. He scores on a layup to take the lead, and the story goes that after Malik Newman was fouled on the next position, you told Silvio de Sousa, you can't let him go right. Then Newman ties the game from the line. Duke comes down. Duval goes for a similar look again, but this time Silvio reads it, helps you force a turnover, and then it leads to a three for Newman. So looking back on that, just how big was that sequence?
Well, you know, there were several big sequences, but that was huge. You know, in overtime, you know, that we were playing without Azubuki, and they were playing without Carter. And so Silvio was in a situation where, you know, he's just getting here, as you know. He's only been here 3 months. He came from high school in December, and his ball screen defense isn't as good as it's going to be. And certainly, he does a good job of stepping out, but then he kind of gives up on it and lets guys continue going the direction before a guard can recover. And he had done that a couple of times with Trayvon, and he's so good in the paint. If he gets in the paint and gets a shot up, he's going to make it. I mean, he was terrific. But that was a key play right there. He held longer and because he trusted the help behind him. And then after that, you know, Malik just put on a show. But there were several key defensive plays, none bigger than Malik's defense on Grayson Allen at the end of the game, and the shot almost still went down. But certainly Silvio gave us a chance to win that game because he played 20. I mean, this is a guy who played 26 minutes in the Elite Eight game against Duke, and he's in high school 3 months ago. So really happy for him.
We're talking to Bill Self, Kansas head coach. The Final Four continues this weekend, and they've got Villanova. You know, Bill, you mentioned Malik Newman. He had 32. He had five threes. He played 44 out of 45 minutes. Did a great job on Grayson Allen, holding him to 12 points. You know, it seems like he's taken his game to a new level since the regular season, and when asked about that, Bill, he said, quote, "It's the guy that I knew I was. I just had to find myself. I had to do some soul searching. Things clicked at the right time," end quote. Does that sound about right to you? Does it feel that way to you as well?
I totally agree with him. I don't think there's anything that anybody did. You know, he's a confident kid. He believes in himself, but he's deferred way too much this year. You know, one reason why Frank Mason was great last year is he had Devontae, and Devontae's had an unbelievable year this year. But Malik, you know, during the regular season, didn't do as much to help him as what we all thought he should be doing, and we had some pretty strong talks at the end of the regular season, right before Big 12 tournament play, and ever since then, it was like he just said, "Screw it, I'm going to go out and do what I know I can do," which we have been wanting him to do that, but for whatever reason, he's been deferring, and then you know, the last seven games, he's been as good as any guard in the country.
Kansas head coach Bill Self joins me for a few more moments. You know, Bill, there's been so much talk about maybe this being your best coaching job ever this season. I'm not looking to make it about you, but let me ask you this. When you look at how far this team has come after some tough early losses in the year, how far exactly in your mind has it come?
Well, I think we went from being a team that thought we were going to have Billy Preston, and our best NBA prospect all year long. We haven't had him one possession, And then, you know, certainly playing with such little depth, you know, maybe we could play seven, but primarily playing six the vast majority of the season. You know, losing three games at home, we've only lost 10 games at home in 14 years. And
right.
We lose three at home this year. You know, I was thinking, you know, the Big 12 title run, this probably wouldn't be the team that could get it done. And so there was a lot of I don't want to say negatives, but we just weren't very good. And even when we won, we didn't win the way that you want to win. You win by making shots as opposed to making other people play poorly or whatnot. But somehow or another, ever since about February 10th or whatever it was, you know, this team's run off 12 of his last 13, and, you know, and that's coming from a great league, and have just kind of figured out a way to do it. And even though we've been the second worst defensive rebounding team in our league, or maybe the worst all year long. And then to do that, what we did against Duke, it's like, you know, these guys just whatever it's called for, these guys have found a way to rise up to that. You know, I don't want to bank on us being able to out-rebound, you know, great rebounding teams by 15 every game. But for that moment, that's what this team needed. It seems like if we need to make threes, we make threes. It seems like if we need stops, we get stops, you know, at the most important time. So this has been a frustrating at times team to coach, but probably as rewarding a team to coach that I've ever had.
Bill Self joining me for a few more moments. So as you pointed out, Bill, the reward for beating a good Duke team in overtime is you get to play a very good Villanova squad that might be the best in basketball over college basketball over the past 3 years. So how do you go about preparing for them, and what concerns you the most about Jay Wright's team?
Well, they've been terrific. They've been terrific. You know, and Jay's team has been the best in college basketball over the last 4 years. I think they've won more games in the last 4 year period than any team's ever won in NCAA history over a 4 year period. But you know, the thing that I want our guys to understand, that they've been a one seed the last 3 years. Well, we've been a one seed the last 3 years. You know, we've done some good things too, but we haven't been able to cut down a net on a Monday in April. But the thing about it, sometimes it happens when you least expect it, and we're there, and it's going to be a situation that, you know, obviously the team that can eliminate distractions and focus in on what's most important, you know, obviously perform, you know, at the highest level when it counts the most, that'll be the team that advances. But we're in the game, and I'm so happy that our players are in the game, and certainly we're not satisfied remotely, but. But, you know, we understand that we are playing, you know, the best team in college basketball this year. That from start to finish, I don't think anybody can argue that Villanova has been the most consistent and best team in college basketball. And in order to beat Villanova, you got to make plays. You got to beat them. They're not going to help you. So we've got our work cut out for us. But it's a great challenge, and we've had our work cut out for us many other times. And somehow these guys always respond.
And another tremendous opportunity for the Jayhawks. And as Jayhawk fans know, Bill, and I'm sure they've been telling you, the Final Four is in San Antonio, and you were there 10 years ago, and things worked out pretty well the last time you played for a national championship there. Bill Self, the head coach of Kansas. Bill, I know you've got a busy day. Really nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming back on, and good luck on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Bill Self, head coach of Kansas.